Welcome to episode 21 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Going good.
And we're not alone. We're here with a guest, our friend, Brandon Goddard. How are you doing, Brandon?
They got me locked in my basement, so I had to come on this. I'm stuck here.
It's a good pastime when you're captured.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing else to do, so I might as well.
What have you been doing to keep busy the last couple weeks, I guess almost months now?
Yeah, besides work, really watching a lot of movies. I got the Disney Plus now, working our way through Suite Life.
Oh, that's a
Zach Cody?
Yeah. We're doing that. Zach and Cody not on deck yet.
On deck or the regular?
No, just the regular right now. Haven't made it to the deck yet.
That's good. And you're working in person or from home?
Yeah, I got to be there. I have to be at work, so... kind of sucks. It's a weird setup what we have going on now. So we're like not allowing people into the building at all, and they gotta like call in when they're here. We just throw the keys at them and then run. It's basically what we've been doing.
That's pretty good though. I'd take that.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to have a bunch of like human contact. Because were you working at the front desk at one point?
Yeah. I've always been at the front desk there. So in case people don't know, I work at a truck rental company. And it's still at the front desk, but the way they got it set up is for service. If anybody comes to get trucks worked on, they have to be like 6 feet away. There's a little table set up blocking them. And then people coming for rentals, yeah, they just kind of go in beforehand and we have everything set up. So it honestly, it makes it a lot better on my end because I don't have to interact with anyone anymore. So there's like the most annoying part of the day gone immediately. I don't have to talk to customers. So it's good that that's just out of the way, but... Other than that, days are fucking slow now.
I know. I'm not too busy either, so it just makes the day go by pretty slow. But you can always multitask with like a show in the back. Do you watch Netflix at work, or are we gonna get you fired?
No, I don't watch porn. Netflix, but I normally just listen to music, and then yeah, porn of course. But no, I listen to music. That's
what's
really about it.
Since the porn ban, my productivity's gone way down.
What's in your ear right now?
I'm listening to every album that you guys just link for the weeks. That's what I normally do. I just listen to like everybody's picks for the week.
I don't know. Did we talk about it on the last podcast?
We've talked about Album Club once, I think.
So Brando is a fellow member of the Album Club. I guess we're talking about it. So we're like
breaking
the
one
rule. Yeah, but that's okay. We're excited.
How
we're
did
making
we break
out
a rule?
Albums this week. Well, first rule of Album Club.
Oh, it's don't speak about. Oh, shit. Well, we've talked about it, so now it's out in the wild.
Exactly.
So, is what it is.
So you're hunkered down in your apartment. You see the light of day much other than going to work.
No, because the window's boarded up right now. Emma was on nights, so
stop looters.
Yeah, exactly. In the dangerous streets of Oshawa.
How do you like your place, and how long have you been there?
Fucking hate it. We've been here almost 7 months now. It's the worst space you can imagine. Like, okay, how big is your room, Thomas? Do you know the dimensions?
I don't know. I don't have the exact dimensions, but I'm gonna
if
say
you lay down, can you touch both of the walls?
Oh no.
You can almost do that in my place. It's
your
awful.
Your room or your place?
In the room. The room is
it's
tiny.
Room.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can't wait to get
do
out
that
of here.
On my bed.
Yeah.
Can
it
you
be nice.
You lay down and you can touch the wall?
Almost.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's small. But we're looking at other places.
Do you live like where Charlie from the Charlie and Chocolate Factory's family lives?
Almost. Pretty
Do
close spot.
All of your uncles sleep in the same bed?
Iconic scene.
What?
No.
They've got like the sleep caps on and stuff like that.
But no, we're looking for other places. We're hoping to get like a walkout, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You just start with a bigger room.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what we're looking for first.
How was the transition moving in with your girlfriend? Was that like, have you ever lived with a roommate before other than your parents?
No, never lived with anybody else.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
I remember like when I moved into school, it was different living with like not at home. You know what I mean? Because in first year, I was by myself. So I never really lived with anyone.
Oh, true. I guess you didn't have a roommate.
Yeah. So in the second year, it's different like completely learning how, like, I'm so used to how my family is.
Yeah.
So somebody different is a bit weird.
Yeah, but you're in a house with a bunch of guys, though, so. Yeah, that definitely makes it different, too. That's a different environment.
Nice. So let's go back to music. I know Jack wanted to talk about music a lot with you because you guys are quite the music head. So I'll throw it off to Jack to ask him some questions and get the music going.
I was just dying to ask these questions.
I know. Hey,
oh, did
I
even really? Have
written down? No, I mostly just wanted because a lot of times me and you always like, especially for like these album clubs, we're always picking. I mean, we've kind of gone against that grain, I guess, recently. Now we pick songs that a lot of people know, but me and you kind of. Well, I usually get my underground guys from you, so
yeah.
I was just wondering if anyone you like that people don't know.
Anybody that I like that people wouldn't know?
Considering you've just filled our album club this week with
underground.
Five songs of underground people, I guarantee you no one's fucking heard.
Yeah, well, Cause, like, I would definitely, if you're going to check out anybody that I recommended this week, like more extensively, check out Honor Killed the Samurai by Ka. That album's super unknown, and Ka is actually a police, no, not a police chief. He's a chief of firemen in New York City. So on the side, he raps, and Honor Kill the Samurai is like a really cool album. I don't know how to explain the concept. It's just something you'll have to listen to yourself for sure. But it's sort of like growing up in New York and talking about what people may have to do to get things and how some people aren't as privileged as others. It's quite a intense listen, and a lot of the songs are really slow. The beats are kind of understated, and it emphasizes his voice a lot on the album.
Interesting.
Yeah, and this week I recommended Money is the one that I put on there from that album. And I don't know, I'm not going to give any more away because you're going to listen to it anyway.
Yeah, we're going to have to critique that.
Yeah.
Saturday.
But yeah, you got the backstory a little bit, at least for that song.
We're listening to it right now, we're just going to ignore you.
We got to hear it right away. What about, have you been to a lot of concerts? And if so, what's your favorite concert that you've been to?
I mean, recently with the lockdown, we haven't been to anything, which was brutal. Because normally, I think what me and Emma were doing, we were almost doing 2 concerts a month at one point, 3 concerts a month. Yeah, like, we spend all of our money on concerts when we're at least going on. Recently, last ones we went to see were Big Wreck, which is like a 90s rock band. They're really good. You'd probably recognize some of those songs. You probably don't recognize the name, though. And who else did we see besides them? I can't remember now. I know we saw somebody else, too, in that time. But Big Wreck... Oh, Oliver Tree. We saw...
Oh, I like him.
Oliver Tree is weird, to say the least. Yeah, have you seen him, Thomas? The guy with like the bowl cut, and he wears like the Jenko jeans and the windbreakers.
But
yeah,
the guy pulled them up and
That's
for sure.
Yeah, he's wild. His music—he makes some bangers, though.
I couldn't even tell you what type of music he has just looking at him. Like he's got—he looks like he's not
really
a singer
either.
He looks like a YouTuber.
It's like rap, pop, some rock. It's like a fusion of a few different genres.
Is it like spoofy or is it like legit?
So his character is a joke, but the music is somewhat serious. And I say somewhat is because a lot of it isn't serious still.
Yeah.
But it's something that you either like it or you don't. Like, it's super weird. Same with listening to, I don't know if you know, 100 Gecs recently.
Oh, I saw that. They opened when we went to see Brockhampton.
Yeah, they opened Brockhampton.
They were awesome.
I remember you telling me they opened Brockhampton. I had to check them out. I actually love them.
Oh,
I hate that I like them.
Awful.
Their music
I had no
is
idea
so
what they were.
Weird. Their music
one was
is so
like a tree.
Well, they're on Adult Swim. I believe
I,
so.
I looked them up.
I believe afterwards. They've been on it. Yeah.
What's Adult Swim?
It's like an adult like cartoon network.
Yeah, it's it's Cartoon Network's like late night thing. They'll have, I know MF Doom has done some stuff for them. Same with Open Mic Eagle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Former album in the Album Club.
They are
yeah, exactly.
Not that as well.
Yeah, Eric Andre shows on that.
It's
I
a good
saw
scene.
him live, and I'm not like a massive Eric Andre fan, but my girlfriend
Wait, you
is.
saw Eric Andre live?
Yeah,
He's so good.
it was fucking. It was pretty hilarious. Like, it's just
I'm
insane.
jealous.
You should see the characters that were in there too. It was actually madness to look at. Like, it was almost just as comedic to look around the room and see like all of the wide variety of people that were in there. It was
That's same
like
with
the
the Oliver
audience.
Tree concert.
Yeah, because it's just like it's such an intricate sense of like comedy. It's just like so weird, but he was so funny. He had like audience. It's so funny when they get the audience interactions going. They had people coming up and like putting on their phones, and like he was like FaceTiming people from the audience. It was a good show. The person
That's
who was
amazing.
before though was like so weird. His opener was some chick, and I can't even remember what it was. If it was like it was some body part, like an asshole or like a vagina or something, and it was just like they had that picture on the whole time, and she was just like describe. It was fucking weird. So I was like, "What are we in for?" But he came out and he killed it. So it was really good. It was
That's
part of
wild.
that like Just for Laughs comedy show that was in Toronto. I can't. I guess it was last summer, maybe.
Okay.
Late, yeah. So it was pretty good. I saw Jay Pharoah and Michelle
Oh, that
Wolf.
would have been good.
Yeah, they're both really good. And like just the openers too were really funny as well. You know what I mean? Like these low-key like Toronto comedians are so like the jokes because they hit home more because they're like
It's
from the area.
yeah,
They're
it's
like,
fr
what's the
where
deal
we're
with the
from.
CN Tower.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Well, speaking of comedy, my Emma just actually got me from our anniversary. Sal Vacano's doing a tour.
Oh
So she
yeah.
bought tickets for that. So I can't wait for that. It was supposed to be May 15th we were going, but it's been delayed now till November.
Yeah,
He
I've
didn't
heard good things
outright
about him.
cancel it.
Everything's getting pushed. It's crazy because we were
I
gonna go
just.
to the weekend concert too, and I don't know
Yeah.
when that's gonna be.
Oh yeah. When the hell did they push that to? Have they even announced anything?
They haven't announced any postpone, and apparently we, according to Ticketmaster, we are not getting our money back.
Really?
Until the, well, they changed their refund policy, so
Oh, of course they did.
they won't refund on until like Live Nation or The Weeknd or whoever runs it fully says it's canceled. And if it's postponed, we still don't get our money back.
Yeah, I was about to say,
No.
and
Wait. Oh,
if they
sorry.
cancel it but outright don't say due to COVID, Ticketmaster probably has like a loophole there too where they could keep your
Well,
money.
I'm not sure if they can. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of this, but I don't think you can change the policy
Yeah,
after
you
I
shouldn't be
bought the
able to
ticket.
do that.
Like,
Yeah.
I don't think I feel like there's gonna be some legal issues from this
It
because
should
everyone
go
fucking
based
already
off of
hates
the
them.
old policy.
Was it like a rep? I saw that article too. Was it a reputable source though?
It
I don't
was
even remember.
Ticketmaster itself.
Oh, okay. Was it? I didn't see.
Ticketmaster changed it. They just
Damn.
didn't say it. They didn't tell anyone.
I mean,
But
Ticketmaster's always been scummy
every big
though.
oh, they're the worst. It sucks because everything's looped back to them. If you want to go to a concert to someone like a name person in Canada, it has to be through Ticketmaster. It's the
Even the third
worst.
parties are still Ticketmaster in the end.
StubHub is still would be linked to fucking, and StubHub is just as worse too. StubHub is just as greedy. Fucking terrible, man. It's
Yeah.
awful. I was so pissed when that happened. I'm assuming I don't know. There's probably gonna be something that comes out of this for us, hopefully.
Yeah, because
I feel like
it's not gonna be postponed for like 2 months. It's gonna be like a year
It'll
if it
be, yeah,
gets
like the
even
way
that.
mine got postponed. Like it's supposed to be May 15th, now it's November 20th, I think.
I feel
That's
bad
half a
for him.
year.
And like not that I have to feel bad for The Weeknd. I'm sure he has a ton of money, but for such a big hyped up album and now he's gonna lose all those sales and shit from like, I don't know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Imagine
like
like
that's the album
going on a
tour.
huge
Like
tour.
that's
Yeah.
yeah,
Because they're
that's
not
a
gonna,
problem.
are they gonna push his tour? Like
Yeah, it'll
say
still
you
be an
can't,
album tour, probably.
but don't wouldn't you say it's gonna be at least a year or 2 years before you can have like
I would
massive
say,
concerts?
well, you can't give a timeline with this at
Yeah,
this point
that's
in
what I
time
mean.
anyway.
That's what I mean.
A lot It would make sense to push it back to the next summer,
He could have
which
another
is I think
album
what
by
they'll
then.
do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He doesn't drop
Well,
that's fine.
not him, but some people. If it was DaBaby, he would have another three albums by then.
Oh Jesus, yeah.
DaBaby will have
But
more than three albums by then. DaBaby will have like 10 by then.
that album hurt. I wasn't really looking forward to it, but I don't know. I was listening to it the other day, and it was just like I feel like I've heard. I was like I've heard this song before. And I just realized it's kind of the same
I haven't
song.
even looked at it. I haven't even looked at it. so I don't know what's on it.
There was a couple pops, but I don't know. I'm not really a big DaBaby fan, so I don't know. Why does
DaBaby.
He not just like...
All his beats sound the same.
It's crazy, though, how much shit he's put out in the last year. I don't know. Like, does that do any like major artists do that recently? Other than I guess Future.
A
lot of the people that are within the same space as him, so would
he did
do
it,
the same? Like... Yeah. Well, Little Uzi's got a huge gap, but that's because of the label.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's the reason why Little Uzi has that large gap. But like people like Migos, DaBaby,
Little Baby.
Yeah, like they're all within the same sort of space where I don't know why it is that they put music out that fast.
Streaming numbers, money.
Yeah, mainly probably. And I mean, they're so bloated. All of the albums are so bloated.
Yeah, it's more just about getting the numbers, the accolades, instead of making like quality now, I feel. That's kind of like the trend that's been going. That's kind of sad. Now I just sound like one of those bitter old heads on hip-hop. I'm not a hip-hop head subreddit.
But at the same time, like, it's true, because out of how many songs DaBaby has, really, you've got Shug, you've got Going Baby, Bop. You got Bop. I can't think of anything else that he's done, and I'm looking at his albums right now. Shit, he has over, like,
he's got
50 songs.
Oh my god, he's got a new one!
Like, he's got 60, 70 songs, and I don't know any of these.
There's just a stream of albums every 5 minutes. Everything he says into a microphone instantly gets uploaded to Spotify.
But it's true, though. Like, it's... I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this album's good. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I wasn't a big fan.
But, yeah, I can't say that it'll be good. Like, I won't be shocked if I don't love it. Put it that way.
The 55.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'll be listening too intensely to that album and along with the one before it. I have a question. I'm going to totally change it up. So your program at school was a bit like business, right?
Yeah, commerce.
Commerce.
Just a bachelor's in commerce.
Same with me. I don't know why I questioned that. But I want to know what the difference was between, like, because you did 2 years of college and then 2 years of university. I want to hear, like, the difference in how that transition was, because I think that's kind of cool, and not many people have, like, a program like that.
Yeah. So I think the reason why they did that partnership is because the universities are, well, the college and the university are literally attached to each other. It's probably the only reason why that could work. And the first 2 years of college, so I originally was going to major in accounting. So I took the accounting stream at the college, and the accounting there is such a joke. It's like high school accounting again. It really is. It's like, why was accounting offered for us when we were in grade 10?
Oh, I remember that accounting course. I remember the class
specifically. I think it was
11.
Yeah.
With Mr. and Sarah.
Yeah. That was grade 10, wasn't it?
We were all in that class, and we all sat at the same wall too. I can't even remember who it was, but I remember there was like 15 of us.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think we had 15 friends, but maybe 10.
Either way, the college course was honestly the same level as that grade 10 accounting course.
Yeah.
College is just a different ballgame. Like, it's so weird. Like, going back to it, it's like, this is what I learned in grade 10. It's definitely, honestly, the college part was kind of a waste of time. But at the same time, it saved me a lot of money. If you look at the tuition prices for the college, it was $5,000 for a year, for 2 years. Yeah. And then university was $10,000 for a year. So in the time I paid for 2 years for college, I paid for 1 year of university. So it was worth it financially doing that. But
quality-wise.
Anything beyond that, yeah, like the school, the quality of what I was learning was not there in any of the programs. And I mean, even with UIT, like the quality is not there because it's not a well-known school by any means. So like some of the projects you get to work on are like in-house stuff a lot of the time. Like there's not a lot of outside businesses coming to us, which I don't know, like you, Thomas, you've had some more major projects, right? Like is that how you originally got in through a case study or project of some kind, or am I wrong saying that?
We do like recruiting days and stuff like that. And we have like a recruiting portal. So there's a lot of like alumni and stuff like that with the school. So that's kind of how it works. So they'll come for like a recruiting or networking session, and then all the apps will go up like a week later. So you start to apply. So you kind of like get your foot in. Yeah. So that is nice. It makes it a little easier. I mean, still, like, I only had one interview and I just got lucky. But because there's so many people like vying for those jobs, right? So it's still, it's not like handed to you on a silver platter, but it definitely helps having those resources for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, just the name of the school, like, I'm sure that does help in some scenarios. I mean, of course, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It's the same degree. But I could only imagine the quality of professors is probably a little different there than versus here.
Yeah, there's a lot of research too, right? So some of the professors are there for research as well. So I just thought that was kind of cool because I don't think people have gotten like a taste of both types of education. So I don't know if it was like different types of learning too, because I know Jack, like for your program, and you say it's really like really hands on, but that might be like kind of like program specific.
I think that's just more due to the
They always they say college is more hands on, but I think the reason why is because when you think of college, you're thinking of trade schools most of the time, or what Jack's doing, like program. Because, I mean, the accounting was really no more hands-on, or I ended up majoring in marketing, but the marketing was no more hands-on at the college level versus the university. It was still, honestly, just going through slide decks, doing midterms and finals, and that was about it.
Yeah, doing I guess like
quizzes.
For accounting, there's not much you can do whole time. Hands-on.
No, exactly. Like, maybe what they should be doing, I don't know, is having you do an internship, like a mandatory internship of some time length, or I mean, even going to look at how a real accounting firm runs would be interesting to see on the college level. But then at the same time, like, if you're doing college accounting, you have to go to university, and then at the end you have to do, did they change the acronym? Is still CPA? I can't remember now.
Yeah,
but
there's a few of them. Yeah,
basically at the end of the day, if you're doing college accounting, you might as well continue on through university and get your CPA, because if not, you're just doing bookkeeping. Like, if you just do the college, you're just doing bookkeeping and taxes for people. It's not really accounting, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just want to ask that
tax evasions.
So you saved a little money in your first year, but you spend a lot of money on shoes. You're a big shoe guy. You want to talk about any shoe drops you like recently? I know we talked about
it. You waste
a
lot of money, guys.
But I think you and Jay want to talk about that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I haven't picked up anything recently, actually. I was looking at...
It's hard to, right?
Well, yeah, the same thing with the James thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to talk about shoes because that's like an interest. And then you realize you can't really buy any at this point. You can kind of just look.
You can buy them online. Like, going through the sneakers app, I know on the 25th, so Friday, they have... the Fear of God's releasing, the all black.
Yeah, I was going
to try for them. So I'm going to try for them. I wanted to get the Court Purples. Foot Locker app crashed on me, so I couldn't get the Court Purples. I know today Yeezy dropped the Yeezy 350 linens. V2 linens. Yep.
I tried for those, couldn't get them. Went back to bed.
I kind of wanted them, but I'd rather get a 350 with the pull tab. I want one with a heel tab on it.
Just sew it back on.
Yeah, just take it off of something else and sew one on. But yeah, no, they didn't have the heel tab, so I didn't get those.
That's not a deal breaker to me. I was just going to try. I just want a pair of 350s, but I had one lined up on Grailed, but then probably for good reasons, the guy pulled out because of the whole...
the COVID stuff.
COVID thing, yeah. It's kind of hard to...
What colorway was it?
Cream.
Oh, okay, yeah, those were sick. Yeah. What I really want is the Clays. Love the Clays. The Clays are one of the best V2 colorways. At first, I hated them when they first dropped, but now honestly,
that's like literally every Kanye shoe.
I think they're the best, or one, well, not one of the best colorways of the V2. I think like Oreo beats it. The Beluga 2.0s, for me at least. The all blacks, but then like other than that, I love the Clays.
They're heat, man. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one in your collection?
Right now.
Yes, Jim.
Probably my Fear Gods, the raids.
Mm.
So I got the raids there, the light bone colorway, which they're sick. Other than that, the inertias, which are the
Even though they're fake, right?
Nope.
I thought they were falling. They're falling off at the.
The midsole's falling apart. But no, I bought them from a legit store in.
I know.
In Yorkdale, which honestly is actually they're overpriced a little bit. It's called Plus Shop, but the thing is,
right?
Yeah, it's a consignment store, so they are overpriced. But the thing is, after you do duties. And shipping from it comes out to be about the same price.
Yeah.
So I probably could have saved maybe at most $20 on the inertias if I actually bought it from GOAT, because I think I paid $600 in total end of day for the inertias, which I think on GOAT there were four something at the time. But then once you take in duties and shipping, it'd be about the same. Yeah.
It comes to the emotional pains just as bad. So I think I'd just rather pay the and you get it wrapped in a nice, tightly secured, vacuum sealed bubble wrap for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I recently bought the PSG 6s.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. So that football club did a few collabs. They did the Jordan 5. I think they did Jordan 1 Lowe's. They did the 6s as well. So I bought the 6s. I bought them used off of GOAT. So I saved a ton there buying them used. And I mean, they're not even used. The guy didn't wear them.
I usually go for used first over new.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I've been looking at that ever since. Because I'm like, holy shit, you can save so much. Like, it knocks $100 off the price tag instantly.
And a lot of times they're not even that bad. Like, it just, like, at worst, you gotta, like, just take a brush, clean it off a little bit, and then you're pretty much good to go. But, you save, like, $100, so, like, it's almost, like, I already have the used, fucking, I hit that, used tag on the filter all the time now.
Yeah. Recently, I've been looking at, I want to get, like, a different pair of sneakers. Like, I want a New Balance or a Diadora. Can't remember the name of the collab right now. Diadora, the N9000 Castle Rock, I think it's called. Those are insane. If you search those up right now, those are so insane. But I think they're like $1,000 and something.
They're
like,
a lot.
Just stupid price. There's no way I'm ever buying it. But I mean, I kind of want the shoe. Like it's a gorgeous shoe. Yeah, I'm just gonna stare at its picture for a while longer and then remember that I can't drop over $2,000 on a single sneaker.
Would you ever get a fake?
No.
Like a pair of fakes?
Nope.
No.
That's what I was gonna say. Not have you ever had like any problems with the resellers? Like you get fake or like they don't come out how they look? Because I remember the guys used to always like they got a couple pairs that were fake, or like
because
you can because it's like resellers, right? That's what most of these sites are.
Is that it depends on like, where you buy it from. Out.
Yeah.
It depends where you buy it from and what shoe you're buying. Some shoes just don't get faked. Like,
if you buy a pair of, like, Air Forces, I mean, I think that is one of the ones that did get, faked, but, that's, like, it's to a point where it's, like, that's such a, like, a shoe that's not, that's, it's pretty, like, inexpensive, like, there's no point in faking it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, that one's kind of hard, and there's, like, a lot, it tends just to go to, like, the expensive ones, like, a Yeezy is very easy to fake.
It's the ones, a lot it's of the popular ones that get faked. So it's, like, your Travis Scott one.
Yes.
That's faked a lot.
The ones get a lot.
Your Yeezys, those get faked. But like something like the Fear God Raids, I was looking at fakes before I actually purchased it because I was purchasing it off of Grail and I couldn't find fakes for it. So
that in general is a tough shoe to fake just because the materials are so weird and like the design and everything.
Yeah. So
a lot of crisscrosses that are just hard to match.
Yeah. So that one's not getting faked. So I felt secure buying that. And No, I've never had a problem with buying fakes because most of the time I buy off a GOAT or I get it for retail. If I don't get it for retail, I don't buy it for the most part.
Yeah, I don't buy resale.
Other than, I think the only ones that I bought at like an egregious price was the inertias. The raids I got around retail and same with the PSG 6s because I bought them used.
Yeah, a lot of the times it also just comes down to where you buy it. Like StockX and GOAT are usually pretty good with... Mm-hmm. Sometimes fakes get through. But a lot of the times they're like a third party that will verify it and send it to you.
The problem with
Grailed now has Grailed now has a verification.
Oh, do they? I didn't know they added that.
Well, it's like a digital verification, so like an expert, what they claim is an expert, will
look at the pictures.
Verify through pictures, and if you go through that route, it'll pop up. It'll be like, this is
how much verified.
I don't know how much it costs. No, it's like the seller can do it.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you want to sell,
so
if
no
you
cost.
Have easy,
okay.
You want to sell it, you send these pictures to like a legit checker on Grailed. He will then verify it, and then you can put on your page this like tag that says it's verified.
Oh, okay. That's fair then. That's
because the pair I was going to buy off Grailed did that, but then didn't go through.
Yeah.
That'd be a hilarious job. To do that all day.
I know there's people that do it. They Grailed in StockX. They have these places. I don't know what the facilities look like. I can't comment on that. I don't know. It could be somebody's house that they ship it to. But I know for both websites, they'll ship it to the person's house or the facility, whatever they have, get it verified, and then ship it to you. Thing with that, though, is StockX, I know for sure. I've seen on like r/sneakers, the subreddit. Sometimes I've noticed a few cases, if StockX sends you a fake, they will not refund it.
Yeah.
They will not refund you, even if it's fake. It's been sent to you, it's got the StockX verified tag, so they call it legit, and they will not refund you on it. So I don't use StockX for that reason. And
they also
know,
just up their fee.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Terrible.
It's another 3% on top of it again. And so I don't use StockX for that reason. I mean, that probably is the outlier. I mean, 99% of the time, they probably are sending you a verified shoe that's actually real. But I've seen enough posts now, like maybe 5 or 6, to make me not want to use it. And so I use Goat or Grailed instead.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Vice, but there's a good Vice documentary about fakes. And he literally says, like, a lot of the times they're made in the same factory. Like, the fakes are usually, sometimes the fakes are just ones that were just flawed. And back end guys will take those flawed pairs, touch them up a little bit, and then just resell them as legit. So a lot of times, like, like a fake Yeezy is made in the same factory as a real one. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That is wild. So we talked about shoes a bit there, but you're definitely not going to be posting your shoes on Instagram because you're kind of off all the social medias. Right, is that correct? Are you on Twitter, Instagram?
No, I'm on nothing. I've been off of everything for, I don't even know, 3 years now, 4 years now.
Off the grid.
What was your mindset when you made that decision? Because I don't think a lot of people in their early 20s could say that they could do that.
I didn't need it. I don't know. There was no reason for me to have the apps. Didn't want to continue using them because I wasted so much time on them. And I mean, I say that now, and then I just sit on Reddit for 10 hours a day. So it makes no difference, really. Like, I'm still using my phone. But the plan was to stop using the phone. That was the idea going into this. And that
just
didn't
transition.
Work. As Emma could definitely attest to that, that didn't work at all. I just sit on my phone 24/7 still. So, I mean,
at least you're learning stuff and you're not just like mindlessly scrolling through pictures of people trying to get like.
I'm mindlessly scrolling through pictures of shoes. So
yeah,
it doesn't help any much. I think the only subreddit I follow is sneakers.
So you can come on here and talk about it.
Yeah, you did. There you
go.
Keep
doing it.
That's the reason why I'm here. Give you guys content. But I don't know. I didn't need it anymore. I figured I didn't want it. I spent too much time on it. Like, I just sit on Instagram all day. But didn't really work in the end because now I'm just sitting on Reddit.
Oh, that's fair enough. There's another app that I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I know you're into the sports. the sports gambling. Are you still into the gambling or you don't want to talk about it? It's up to you. But
oh, no, I'd love to talk about that. I'm really mad that baseball got delayed this season.
I had my system ready and everything.
I actually got lucky. CIBC denied me putting money into it because they don't like people sports gambling for whatever reason. Don't see why that's such a big deal, me losing all my money in sports gambling. Not fair to me, CIBC.
Let me waste a check.
Yeah. Like, seriously. But no. I'm mad that baseball season got canceled because that's about the only sport I'll bet on. Seriously, because that's something easy to bet on. Like, baseball, I mean, basketball and like NHL are so weird.
They're too
like, yeah, exactly. Like you can have players go off in some games that never go off, or you can have really, really hot players just play like crap in basketball and in the NHL. Baseball, most of the time, it's pretty even. Like if it's a game like Yankees Tampa, 99% of the time Yankees are gonna win that. Or
I love my Houston. Yeah, I was sad when the Houston's been tarnished, but they made me a lot of money.
Yeah, every game Houston played, you could bet them winning. Yeah, I would take like plus one on the run line, plus 1.5 on the run line. Chances are they're going to win it. Same with the Dodgers, same with the Yankees. And that's what I would do. I just sit there, take my plus one or plus 1.5 on the run line. And Houston, then at Dodgers. Least you're making even money there at least.
Because you were I wasn't cashing out like 100 a game or anything, but I was just slowly accumulating like 20, 15.
And then
like when you get like the big bucks, then you start betting higher, and that's when it gets good.
So it's no secret that I love sports betting. Like that's I'm really mad that the season got canceled now.
Would you hammer the Astros getting hit like 100 times in a year or whatever? I know that's like a big prop bet that everyone's talking about right now.
Yeah. I don't like doing the prop bets because it takes too long to get your money back.
I see, yeah.
So I hold off on the prop bets. I don't bother about that. Most of the time it's just the run lines. The run lines are so easy and you get even money or close to it most of the time.
Do you do any futures?
No, I don't do anything like that. No.
Is that considered a prop bet, I guess? Or no?
Yeah, I would say that's a prop bet. No?
I don't know. I always think of prop bets as more like gimmicky.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The prop bets are mostly like who's gonna hit first, or who's gonna get the first home run, or are they gonna strike out in this inning? Like, that's a lot of the prop bets. But yeah, so I guess I wouldn't consider it.
That's cool. Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of people aren't getting their fix of gambling. I know some people who do gamble a lot now. There's just nothing, right? Oh, I'm curious. Like, people are going to be starting to gamble on the most random shit now. Now that sports is going to be here for an extended amount of time.
Website I use, there's already like listed like you can bet on like fucking. There's a lot of it's just like you can bet on like these weird obscure sports that are still going on, like these digital ones. You can bet on esports.
Too. Yeah, true.
Well, yeah, esports betting has been around for a bit.
I know, but it's like. All there is on the website now, like they don't list, they can't they like when you list live, they list live sports, you can bet like live gambling, and it's all like esports. Like if there's like a weird thing like the NBA, like you could bet on that like 2K tournament they had, the horse tournament.
Yeah, dude, I'm such a bad gambler. I think the second time I opened my account, so the first time I did it, actually I was underage, sports betting. So I started. Yeah, started in high school, and my account got closed. The first time I did it, my account got closed because I had no way of getting the money out. So I actually made money. I think I ended up putting in $25 when I first started. I think I had 100, like nothing major.
That's how it starts.
And I tried to get the money out because I'm like, well, shoot, I just made $75. I want this money out. And I was like, shit, I need to provide my driver's license, which they'll see I'm 17 on that. So I tried to work it where
you
I
put
used
your thumb over the last part of the date.
So I tried to put it in my mom's name. I can't remember what I did. And either way, they figured out, okay, the kid's 17. We can't give him any winnings. But they at least gave me
dollars in debt.
They at least gave me my money back. So they refunded me the 25 that I put in, which was nice of them. But now I can't use that site anymore. So that sucks. So I had to switch to a second site when I started again. And when I started again, the first thing I ever gambled on, because it was the only sport live at the time, was Lithuanian basketball.
Dude.
That was the move. I think I put 25 on the over and I ended up hitting it. But that's what happened.
Yeah, I bet on some fucking weird shit once before. And it never works out. There's weird stuff you can bet on, I've realized. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, so that was the first story there, at least. So.
That's jokes.
Yeah, that's yeah, funny. And then it's just been spiraling out of control ever since. Why not?
I would love to, but I don't know. I told myself I wouldn't touch it, at least yet. I mean, I don't have that much money to be putting in there, so I don't want to start now. Maybe one day, but I don't know. I'm watching.
When you watched Uncut Gems, were you also like, did it make you feel like a degenerate, or were you like, because to me, it was like, that's exactly how I feel.
Uncut Gems, nothing that captures the feeling of gambling so well. Like, so well. I don't know how they managed to nail the feeling, but in the final scene, like when he's watching the Kevin Garnett game with the, if they're his bookies, you could say, with the bookies like in between the two glass doors, that was intense. It nailed the feeling perfectly. Like, I had the same feeling watching that scene as I do when I actually sports bet and I have big money on a game.
That's, yeah, it made you feel that too. And I don't even gamble, and like, the emotions that movie made you feel were crazy. Like, they did such a good job with that.
Yeah, it's impressive how well they nailed that feeling. I don't know how they managed to capture it. I don't know if they sports bet themselves or what it is, but yeah. the way they nailed that feeling, it's indescribable. If you put money on a game, you will feel the same feeling you felt when you watched that
movie. I got a 100%. Feeling they've definitely...
Who made it?
Yeah,
what, did Sandler have a part of it?
It's two brothers.
No, it was all written by these two guys. Yeah. It was written by these two brothers. They apparently pitched the idea to him a while back, and he said no. And then
they pitched it to a few
like,
people.
Rewrote the characters. They pitched it to, they pitched a bunch of people, and then eventually like Sandler came back to it, and it was like, oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah, and they wanted different basketball players, too. Really, like, did they pick Kobe first, or was it Jordan they wanted first? And then they ended up landing on KG. Like, There's an interview of them. Go watch it. It's a good one. And it goes through how they, like Jack said, they literally rewrote the script like 3 or 4 times.
That would be crazy. Okay, yeah, it's like sad.
Yeah.
What if they picked Kobe? That would be like, and then the movie. No, wait. Did it come out after he passed away?
Yeah, it did. It came out before.
Oh, okay. But that would have been like so eerie and hard to watch.
Yeah.
Anyways, side note. Yeah, so I don't know. I really like that movie. That was one of my favorites.
I don't know who the original basketball player was.
You'd have to do a quick little Google. I can't remember if it was somebody who's already done movies or TV shows.
I want to see Larry Bird. I don't know why. I think it had to be a Celtic.
Yeah, it was something like that. You're right. It had to be. It had to be somebody from a certain team. You're right about that.
It had to be a certain. I can't remember. I think it had to have been one of the big four. Oh, it might have been Paul Pierce. But I can't.
Why wouldn't he do it?
But yeah, they did a really fucking good job though with the stress you fucking feel when you're watching it, and like a player's not doing well, but then all of a sudden we'll pick it up, and it's just it's definitely just a roller coaster. We've talked about this movie a bunch on this show, but it's good to actually have someone that stands up.
There's been multiple times where I've been like the scene where he's sitting beside his kid's bed, like while the kid's sleeping, he's like fist bumping. There's been multiple times Emma's been sleeping and I've been like fist bumping in the bed, like, let's go. And I've probably woken her up like cheering for my team. I think actually watching the Raptors finals, she was over when one of the games were going on and she was sleeping. I woke her up because they ended up losing. I don't know which game it was in the series. It could have been, was it the second game versus Golden State, or I can't remember which one, but either way, one of the games in the Golden State series, I remember waking her up because the game was like super, super close. I can't remember which one it was, and it went into OT, and we lost in OT. If you remember that one?
Yeah.
That game, yeah. I woke her up during that game.
Do you hammer games that you like? Or like teams, do you hammer like the Raptors a lot, or do you usually stay away from like...
I stay away from basketball in general.
Yeah. Or both for the Jays.
The Jays, I'll stay away from any team that is not good. So the last few years, the Jays have not been the best. So I've just stayed away with them. Because versus the good teams, they're going to lose. And versus other bad teams, it's a 50-50. And I don't really like that. Like, most of the time, my bets are the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Houston Astros versus bad teams, like mid-tier teams.
Yeah, so you just go for the safe ones?
I would wait multiple days. Like, if Houston isn't playing somebody, like, if it's Dodgers-Houston, I'm not betting that, just because that's a toss-up.
Yeah.
But if it's like
favorite teams.
Yeah, but if it's like Dodgers and say I can't even like San Fran, even though the Giants are still pretty good, I'll take that and I'll put money on the Dodgers every day, and I'll take
every
like at least
day.
every day. Like, that's not even a question.
Challenge me.
And I mean, and you got to do the run line, because like I said, if you take them on the money line, chances are they're minus 180, 200, and you're not making money on that. But if you do the run line at plus one or plus 1.5, then you're looking at minus 110, minus 120 some games, or even most of the time plus money, like plus 100 on the dot, which at least you make your money back.
I see.
So most of the time, I'll wait multiple days. Like, I'll go 3 days, 4 days without sports betting, just because it's not a series that I like.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, like I'm not a degenerate in the sense that I will bet on every game, but I'm a degenerate in the sense of I'll bet $100 if I really like that Dodgers game,
and you'll hammer like the same game. Like, if you win, say it's a 3-game homestand, will you hammer the same team for three straight games? Or do you,
Yep.
I guess you have to, right?
Yeah, if it's the series that I like, it's Dodgers versus a shit team, and they're playing 4 games, I'm taking every single game Dodgers on the run line. And it's burnt me a few times. I've even fucking flip-flopped back and forth between teams. Part of the reason why I stopped betting on two good teams is because I think it was a Dodgers-Houston series. Game one, I did Dodgers. They lost. Game two, I did Houston. And then they lost. So it's like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So that's what part of the reason why I stopped betting on when there's really two good teams. It's because it's a coin toss.
What if Houston wins the first 2 games of the series? Will you not bet on the third?
Yeah, it's something I would probably just stay away from.
Yeah,
because you never
what I
know.
Was just thinking, like the odds of them winning three straight games. Just like, I don't know what the statistical odds are, but I feel like it's not high to sweep. I don't know. I'd be curious to look
into that. I was reading a write up. I think it's so weird. I don't know if it's really science behind it, how he tracked it, but it's something like if it's a home team and they've won the first two, you take the opposing team on the third because chances are they're not going to get swept. Like, it's, I don't know what it is, the math on it, but I remember reading something about it. The guy did 100 games or 1,000 games he put together and did like the statistical odds from it.
I see.
It's, but I mean, kind of at the end of the day, it really is all luck. Like,
exactly. You can only put so much on the table, and then what can you do? Really?
Like, every team's going to have their off day.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect people like Gree or Verlander to pitch perfect games every single game, because it's just not going to happen.
But then they're going to win, like, how many out of how many starts, right? So
yeah, that's the thing. They're going to win the majority of the games, and that's what you want. It's, if you're winning, I think it's 55 to 60% of your bets, you're making money. If you're in that realm, you're making money.
Yeah. So we talked about...
That's where you want to be.
For a bit there. Do you want to talk about some of the travel you've done recently? Jack and I were kind of interested to hear. You went to Philadelphia last year, right? How was that? Did you run up the stairs?
Yeah, I did that. That's about the only thing I did do when I was in Philly. Because we were a little bit outside of Philly. We were in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah.
Which is about 40, 50 minutes out of Philly. Which I got a funny story about being in Reading. So we were there for work. So Penske is from Reading. That's where it was first founded. Okay. And Reading is kind of a dangerous city. It's they gave us a map on the first day of where we're allowed to go within Reading. And it's a square
around. Just the hotel.
It's a square around the hotel you were staying at. So like, that gives you kind of a perspective on some places. Is in America, you could say. Like, I didn't think it was that real until you took a trip through parts of Philly. Like, Philly is not a pretty city in some areas. It was shocking to see, like, compared to Toronto or Ottawa, hell, even compared to Oshawa. Like,
well, yeah. And we don't really get a taste of that, right?
No, not at all.
see it in movies or maybe on the news, but that's about it, right?
One of the most surprising things to me is the amount of litter on the streets. I think some parts of like Oshawa or Toronto, it's like, geez, how are you guys throwing these cups on the ground, or how you, but you were seeing bags, and I'm talking like bags, like 5-10 bags full of garbage on the road, just that's... on a road. Yeah. As you drive, like maybe a kilometer you'll drive, say, and you would see 10, 20 bags of garbage just on the side of a road.
I remember when I was in Rome, the same thing, like restaurants would just put garbage bags out, like no containers or anything. Cause I don't know if it's cause like there's not much space, right? Cause everything's so tight and dense
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But there's like, we're sitting out having a pint at night on the patio, this beautiful patio, having so much fun. You look over, there's a fucking rat crawling out of this like garbage bin, or not garbage bin, garbage bag, right? Cause they can just dig into it. It's so gross.
It blew my mind, because like what I don't think Canada as one of the most cleanest countries, but I guess really it is when you come to think about it. And I take it for granted because we live here. I've never seen outside of it. That was my first, well, second time, I guess, traveling outside of it, because I went to England in the summer before.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too after. Anything, but, any other fun stories from Philly? Well, I guess that one wasn't very fun. But...
No, that wasn't. Yeah, no, no.
Or was it strictly business there?
Yeah, it was mostly just for training, for work down there. So we didn't leave the hotel. The group I was with kind of sucked for the most part.
Yeah.
Nobody really wanted to.
Hopefully they don't listen.
Yeah, hopefully they're not listening. If you are, sorry. Sorry, guys.
I just got to say, they fucking sucked.
But yeah, like, my coworker went down a month after me, and his group went out every single night. They went out drinking every single night. My group went out on the last night for dinner. It's like, it all depends on the group you get. Yeah, so it's kind of rough.
That's something that I'll, because like my company's Canadian, right? So I'm never going to do any trips to like the States. And I know like a lot of my friends too have, like I know Matt does, my roommate Reese does. He got to go to Miami because that's where their headquarters are.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
So cool. Because I haven't been to the States a lot. I went to New York, and I went to, like, Virginia Beach and Florida. Yeah. So it's, like, mostly just there to sit on a beach and chill, right? So
yeah, it's, like, vacation destinations.
Get on the company's dime, too. Can't get much better than that.
Yeah, maybe you can go now.
Oh, it was hilarious. So I didn't know the cap on meals were $30, I think it was, is the max you're allowed to expense. For the last night, we went out for crab dinner.
Ho.
I think the meal came out to $80 or $90, and my boss is like, hey, you know there's a cap of 30 on here, right? And I'm like, no, I wasn't aware of this. And he's like, well, throw it in Chrome River, see if they'll expense the thing. And it's like, give it a shot. Luckily they expensed it. But I didn't know that. And literally every single one of my dinners that I had while I was down there was more than $30. And he's like,
it's different, right, with the exchange rate too. It makes it think it's like kind of cheap, and then you look at your bank account and it's like, holy shit, that wasn't.
Yeah, so thank God the company expensed that.
Yeah, that's good. It is I found that expensive when I went to Florida. It's like the Canadian prices, but it's in American, so it's like a bit more expensive.
Not to mention another thing, they do not know how to do coffee in the States.
Really?
I had an early flight.
People
sorry to
would
cut
kill
you off.
You if they heard that. No, I cut you off too. I feel like some people would kill you if you said that. Like,
they
especially
do not know coffee.
Can't talk about Dunkin' like that.
No. They do not know coffee. I went to McDonald's, asked for a double double. She didn't even know what a double double was, first of all. Which,
it came double double.
Which
that's
a
Canadian thing?
It is a Canadian thing, but come on, it's coffee. That's a disrespectful thing to do to coffee like that. You don't know what a double double is? She thought I was talking about a sandwich, I think. I don't know.
That's funny.
But either way, I asked
that
for
like
coffee.
A burger and eggs?
Yeah, I asked for coffee. I say double double. Can I get a regular double double? And she looks at me and she goes, what's a double double? So I explained two cream, two sugar.
I said, listen here, you piece of
and then
shit.
I
pretty obvious.
It tasted like sewage water. I took a sip out of that thing and I threw
it
away.
Right in her face.
I threw it away. I didn't throw it in her face because I'm a little more respectful. I said it tasted amazing, and I left the store and then immediately put it in the dumpster there. Canadian, right? So I'm not gonna be mad at her for making the coffee. She doesn't know the coffee shit.
This coffee's good.
Yeah, exactly. I did one of those. But yeah, coffee was garbage.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What about how was the food in? Did you go to London or outside of London? You have family there. Why'd you make the flight out there?
So my family's from Kendal, which if you look at a map of England, it's the northwest side. So it's actually pretty close to Scotland and Ireland. If you look at a map.
Okay, I see.
It's sort of countryside. Like there's not a lot going on out there. Manchester's about, I think it was an hour and a half south of where we were staying. So yeah, it's kind of countryside, not too close to any
major cities. Beautiful countryside or kind of just...
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like honestly, absolutely amazing. We took a steam train across this bridge that crossed over sort of the mouth of the ocean. Like I think the city's name or country, what was the town's name? Arnside.
Okay.
Yeah. Arnside, it's kind of 20 minutes from where we were staying, and there's this beautiful bridge that you could take a train across, and it goes across the ocean. Like, I'm talking, like, sights you can't miss out on. Like, the country's so beautiful.
Yeah, I kind of stayed downtown in London when I went there. I would love to go back to that area again, check out Scotland, Ireland. Yep. It reminds me, like, when I was a younger kid, I went to Newfoundland. I have some family out there, and beautiful, and that's, I think it's quite similar. Kind of that like oceanside, lots of greenery and open space. So I'd love to go there sometime for a trip. And I think I could easily do that in like take a 2 week vacation and go there.
For sure.
Kind of fun. I would love to do that. Just like rent a car and go.
Yeah. I would want to drive but... around. Yeah, fair enough. Being on the opposite side. Yeah. And then everything's manual too.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't have a problem with that though.
Well, the car's flip sided, right? So maybe.
True.
It would be in my left hand, which I don't know. It'd probably take some adjusting.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine. I was shocked by the verticality of it all. I expected England to be flat land. When I got over there, it's like hills as far as you can see.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And I mean, we went to Edinburgh as well. So we took a trip up to Scotland since it wasn't too far from us. And that honestly would be one of the cities I'd go back to. 100%. I would love to see Edinburgh again.
Nice. Do you have a lot of pints there?
No, we didn't get to stay very long. I just had we had a few. We mostly toured the town and we sat down for dinner. And at dinner, I had a few. But it is very Scotland. Like if you picture Scotland, rude people. I mean, it nailed it on its head. This guy ran into me. And he called me a fucking dickhead. And he ran into me. Like, it's what I wanted from Scotland. It's what I wanted from Scotland, though. Like, if I didn't get called an asshole or a dickhead once, I would have been disappointed.
That's funny.
So I was happy when the guy ran into me and he said, oh, that's what he called me. He fucking called me a shithead. He's like, you fucking shithead. And I'm like, and I shook his hand. I said, thank you, sir.
It's like going to a really bad restaurant. Like, you want the bad experience.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like, thank you, sir.
Terrible place on Yelp. You want that. You want to know why it's so bad.
Yeah.
Scotland, like, if I went really, to Scotland, think about it, really is just a terrible Yelp review.
If I went to Scotland and I didn't have somebody swear at me, disappointment. That would have been a one star.
Yeah, I have to go back just for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to Scotland for the sights. I just want to get abused.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want to be bullied by drunk people.
I'd love to go there for St. Pat's too. When I was on exchange.
Scotland?
Yeah.
You want to go to Scotland for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, sorry, Ireland. There you go.
No, I got some haggis.
But I would because that when I was in Europe was during, like, I was there for March and we almost went, but like flight, because everyone goes, right? So there were hardly any flights. The prices were crazy. And there was like no hostels or anything available. Because people just go, like, everyone from all over the place. So I'm glad I didn't. My worst nightmare was, like, getting there, like, just getting in trouble, something like that. So I didn't go, but it is kind of, it's not a regret, but it would have been really good experience, like, an authentic Irish.
I think it would be cool, but at the same time, I think it would be sort of played out. Because it's got to get real touristy at that time.
That's like true. That, yeah, that's
like
true.
At the same time, that's not real Ireland, I would think.
Yeah, it's like a balance between seeing these like cool traditions and probably like parades and shit to like actually experiencing it comfortably, because it definitely wouldn't be a comfortable experience.
No, exactly. Like the streets would be so flooded, it'd be like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But at the same time, I'd love to do it once. I'm with you there. Like at least to do it once, St. Pat's in Ireland.
It just sounds cool to do.
Yeah.
Something for the resume, but not like you know, like not the professional resume, but like your life,
the life resume.
Yeah, exactly.
The real resume that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah. Deep thoughts by Brando.
I want to actually ask you guys something, because I mean, I haven't seen you guys in fucking weeks now, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Almost a month.
Me longer, what are you, for sure.
Yeah. What have you been up to, Thomas?
Not too much, really. I don't leave the house much. I think I have asthma. Like, I take puffers and stuff.
Well, so I remember taking your puffer one time. And so, don't worry, I remember that.
So, I just
it's been 8 years since I've seen you.
I stay inside a lot, but working and then playing a lot of nerdy video games, which is nice. A little nostalgia.
You at home?
Yeah, I'm home. So... Okay. I get home-cooked meals now. My expenses are virtually zero other than the rent I'm paying for Toronto, which is just like once a month, which is really nice. I try to buy dinner once in a while, but I've been spoiled by my parents. So it's really good. I've finally started to make some money, which I haven't really been doing since I moved to Toronto. So
that's the biggest thing.
It is nice in that regard. You got to look at the positives.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I didn't notice how much it's the other expenses.
Because
this is my first time making real money, and it's all going away because we're renting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which transit every day. I spend
12 hours
a day on transit,
which
doesn't seem like a lot, but like that's quite a bit of money to just sit on a bus. Yeah. Sit on a whole bus.
Commuting's the worst.
Do they have any kind of pass? Like, I know Go Station has a pass for the trains.
Yeah, the reason why it's so expensive for me is because I switch to the Mississauga bus, because my office is in Mississauga. So I have to get dinged twice, because the TTC doesn't connect with the MyWay, which is the Mississauga. So I haven't really run the numbers, but it's pretty much the same to have like the pass as my Presto. So I just run with the Presto and I have it like automatically set up. So if I'm going home, I don't have to be rushing to the bus and then have to refill it, which is nice. So.
That's so bullshit.
I know. It is a lot of dough, though.
$12 a day is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, whatever. Yeah, it's part of the job, though, right?
And that's you saving money, too.
So you think...
And like, it's marketed as like saving money.
Yeah, I know.
It's $60 a week. So you got to think, $60 a week, that's $240 a month. I'm $150 on insurance and maybe $60 a month in gas. Yeah, you're spending more than I am.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brutal.
I mean, if I was working downtown, it wouldn't be that bad. It'd only be like $5 a day. But
yeah.
Maybe one day if I'm working downtown, then it'll be a lot easier. But whatever. Now I just have to get up.
Wait. So Thomas, is there ever a reality in where you never have to go in the office again? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, because they're gonna fire me.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it's tough. I don't need to, for my job right now, because I'm doing in-store design, so I kind of need to see prototypes. Mm-hmm. But prototypes can be sent to my house, right? Like, I'm in a role right now that I should be going in, and like, I like going in, I like my team, but I could definitely, like, my next rotation could be something that I could do just work in Excel or something, and I would never have to go in. And I think that's what's going to happen with a lot of companies.
That's why I asked that question. Yeah. That's a lot of talk recently now with everybody working from home. It's a lot of people realizing they don't have to be in the office.
Also, like, people,
do you?
When they get like privilege, then they don't like, they get a sniff of this, they're never going to want to go back, right? Like, doing all these commutes and all this stuff. I was already doing I could do one day a week from home, which was really nice. I'd actually just started it, which was funny. It was only like
a couple
weeks. It was a new program at work. And then it just went to full work from home every day. So obviously now I don't even remember what that was like, but it's yeah. nice, especially with my commute, where if I want to do something after, like on a Friday, I can work from home and then just cancel out that hour and a half to get downtown or take the bus home to Bowmanville. So it's really nice luxury to have when you can get all your work done away from home.
No, yeah, for sure.
What about you,
Josh? The same time. Oh, sorry.
No, you go, Brandon. No, you go.
I was going to say, at the same time, it's kind of scary in that sense that if you could work from home and they realize that, what's stopping them from maybe even outsourcing a job, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's
I'm not talking your job or my job. Jeez, wasn't thinking about that. I have to now be there. But, I mean, it is a possibility.
They show like, it. I know. It is true, like.
And then people are talking about the benefits of 5G now. Yeah, I mean, at the flip side, there could be a possibility where jobs are outsourced because of the internet speed now and the increase in it. Not saying, again, that it's a bad thing. It's just a sign of the times and what's happening.
Jobs will switch. Sectors will switch. And there'll be more jobs.
Exactly. Like, at one point, we were an economy where we manufactured things, and now we've gone the way of being a service economy. 110%, and who knows, it could change from there too in the future.
Yeah, we'll see. I like the human contact. I don't know, like even this would be so much easier to do in person. Like that's what Jack and I always say. I feel like just because I've been kind of a hermit and only talking to like the people that I feel comfortable with already. Like I haven't talked to a stranger in
who knows how long.
Literally, I guess I talk to people online. With like my job, but that's it.
Yeah.
I haven't had like face to face contact with anyone, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been so awkward to begin with, like in the drive thru rehearsing 20 times before I pull up, just to fuck up the order. I can't imagine.
Get the same double, order every
double,
time.
Double.
and then I get up to the thing and I'm like triple, and I don't want to correct her. You know, it's just going to be a rough in a month's time. Who knows where I'm going to be? I might just be talking and stutter.
Yeah. Hey, so we should go.
Yeah. Jack, what have you been up to?
I basically wake up and then...
and then go to bed.
And then 12 hours go by and then...
I watch Instagram Live all fucking day now. It's my new TikTok.
Really?
Oh, I love IG Lives. I always find like oh, dude. There's like a lot of cool stuff on it. Like people are doing cool things with it. And there's like a lot of like people with like zero followers do funny shit. And then you'll have like the big celebrity. Like I'm watching a lot of beat offs.
Oh, what?
Like I've been watching like the Rizzo is just doing a beat off live.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at.
DJ Premier getting a big beat off, and so I was watching that, and I was just like, oh, it was insane.
So we kind of talked about your love for shoes. We talked about your work, school, and some of the trips you've done, and as well your kind of dedication to baseball gambling. So it was a really fun conversation. We'd like to thank you for coming on. Any final remarks, Brando?
I just want to say shout out to my mom, shout out to my dad, Jesus Christ, big ups to you, making me alive. It's good to be here.
Guys, taking the moment.
It's, you know, I've been trying to get on this podcast forever, but people have been telling me you're not good enough, man. You're never going to make it. And I just want to say to all my haters,
great math teacher.
I just want to say to all my haters, look at me now.
Attaboy. And that's how we'll go out. You're thanks like to everyone for listening. And take it easy. Peace.